Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Go.
It's Mike Calta Show. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. This is what you got to listen to when you're practicing your shotgun on the back of the motorcycle.
That's right.
Did anybody see that Terminator movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger? Like the new was it any good?
With Arnold, the Terminator movie? Yeah, I saw that.
Was it good or no?
Do you not understand what I'm saying?
No.
Terminator, it's Arnold. He's in all of them.
No, he's not in all of them. They did the one with the other guy. I'm saying that the last one they brought Arnold back.
Genesis.
Is that what
with the girl from Halt and Catch Fire.
Yeah.
Was that any good? I didn't see it.
That's what I want to know. Arnold was in one and two. I don't remember what three was. Yeah.
Judgment Day or?
That was number two.
Was that?
Yeah, that was the best one.
I agree.
First one was scary and it was good. Second one was the best one. I don't remember what the third one was. Then they had the one with the kid and...
So it was the Terminator. It was Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines.
That was Christian Bale. That was Christian... Schwarzenegger had like a cameo in it.
Yeah, he was in it.
But then Sam Worthington was in one.
Right. That's just like a cameo at the end. One of the robots has his face on it. And then the next one...
Terminator Salvation.
He's not in.
That's Christian Bale.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Then what was the third one called?
Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines. That is Arnold, and that's the hot blonde that's fighting him.
With the robots, the hot blonde.
Oh, I'm wrong.
And then there's Dark Fate was the newest one.
Right. Terminator Genesis, which also had Arnold. So they all had Arnold.
And I think Genesis had the Mother of Dragons.
Yeah.
I don't care. Robert Kelly's on the phone. Hello?
Hello.
What are you doing?
Hello.
What are you doing?
Was the one, the hot chick, the hot blonde chick, was she the one that was in Species?
No. Similar, though. I could see where you would say that. It's definitely that style of chick.
Yeah, okay.
But also, Claire Danes was in that one.
That
as
was
well.
In the, yeah, that was, the, okay. Now I remember that.
The hot chick was Christina Loken.
Right, yeah, because Claire Danes is not hot.
She's got a look.
Used to be like cute when she was younger, you know,
like high school.
Yeah, like my so-called life.
I'm 13. What do you think?
What are you building your phone while you're talking on it?
I'm sorry. What happened with my phone? Dying.
Are you in the shed?
Is my phone? Messing up?
You can't tell him anything. Now he's going to obsess about his phone for a month until he gets it just perfect. I think you sound great, pal.
No. I just heard that before it, that.
It's
you
a
can't
little,
whisper
it's a little
a microphone.
It's a little overmodulated.
A little hollow.
Overmodulated? I don't like being overmodulated.
Well, back off the phone, big mouth.
Okay. Is that better?
No.
That's not better.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah, it's better.
Is it better?
Oh, now we're hearing ourselves repeat in your phone and stuff. Ugh, this is a bad idea.
Oh, wait. I have something else. Please, if you guys are messing with me, are you messing with me?
No.
All right, I have to call you right back then. This has to be done.
Do you know the number?
I'll call you right back. Have her call me right back.
Well, on the same phone?
Yeah, the same. Yes, he's going to plug his mic into here.
Oh, boy.
Put his headphones on. super gadget guy. Mm-hmm. It's like being friends with Inspector Gadget.
But I mean, first off, you like heard bells ringing and stuff pounding, and then it's like, blah, blah, blah,
I think
blah.
When anybody calls him, he throws weights at each other so it sounds like he's working out.
Yeah. Yeah. When I called him and he first picked up the phone, he was out of breath.
Macerating. Will you call him, Carmen?
Or walking.
Right now.
Yeah. Breathing.
Yeah. Sitting.
Oh, no.
Reached for the remote.
He put a pool in his backyard that he bought for $350.
Oh, like a above ground?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's ended up costing him like
$1,000. Oh, why?
Go buy filter pumps. And,
yeah.
And
is he going to build like a deck around it?
No. His biggest thing so far, his biggest problem is the ladder. The ladder is not stable enough for an adult. All right. Is he back now?
Yes.
Let me hear how good it sounds. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is this God?
Hi. How are you?
That sounds wonderfully creepy.
Oh, that's great. I'm so happy. Yeah, Claire Danes is flat-chested. Too much. Go ahead.
We already moved on from that.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
What were we talking about?
You're talking about a ladder. I heard you say ladder.
Oh, I was talking about your pool. You I was telling him how your pool, your $350 pool, is now costing you over $1,000.
Yeah, I feel like when I get into it, I feel like an elephant on top of like a tiny barrel with a ball on top of it.
But
yeah, it's pretty bad.
If I buy it, will you install a camera to just constantly videotape the ladder? Because the day you climb on that ladder and it falls and breaks down the whole pool, Bob Saget's going to give us $10,000.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to need that $10,000 to fix my house.
Yeah, when you go washing into your kitchen.
Yeah. I'm going to need that money. So, I'll let you do that.
Let me ask a question about around the room. Do you know what a tamper is?
A tamper?
Don't say anything.
Yeah, tamper, no. I don't know what a tamper is.
Anybody?
I do. A tamper is typically used for a pipe when smoking pipe tobacco.
No, shut up. Do you know? Oh, whoa. Bring it back to you. Go ahead.
When you want to press the tobacco down into the bowl, you tamp it down.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Carmen?
Yeah, you push it down.
I almost wrote you off, but it's a thing that flattens the dirt. Right. So it does the same thing, except you're so obsessed with drugs, you just know how everything is related to drugs.
Oh, the thing that, we call them pity pats.
Yeah, that's what I said. Why don't they just call it the pat-pat thing?
Yeah. Pat-pat pole. That's what I call it.
We had a thing when I worked in the docks called
or it's how Medicine Man pronounces Tampa.
Yeah. Tampa.
Yeah. Yeah, from Tampa.
Oh, we had a thing called a come along. Did you ever use a come along?
Yeah, I
found one in the back of my dad's closet one time.
No. Yeah. That's how you get all the girls in your car.
It was like a machine. It was like a little thing you'd attach one to one thing, and then you just crank it, and then you pull them closed again.
Yeah. You attach it, and then you crank it.
I gotcha. Come along.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Forget it. I had a come alone. This was a come alone. Oh, it's so nice. It's so nice to hear you laughing. You were so sad. You were such sad, Bobby, last night.
Oh, I was sad. I was very sad.
There's a lot going on.
All right, well, don't bring it here. We already heard two sad country songs that Mike played earlier.
I was very sad. But and now, today I woke up and everybody's Instagram is black today.
I saw it. I'm not doing that. I got too many good pictures.
I will be honest with you. I woke up this morning and was going through my Instagram and thought my phone was broke.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can't see it.
Yeah.
Is my Wi-Fi down? What's going on?
Aaron Berg put it black and then he wrote in white letters, "I think your guy's Instagram is broken. Unplug it and plug it back in."
I saw my wife did it. I'm not doing it. Of course, I'll probably do it when I get out of here.
I got that really good ad.
That's right. Well, that's good. Now we'll be the only thing on Instagram right now.
I know, but we'll be the only thing.
We got Keith Robinson in it. And Michael Che.
Yeah. I can't put that one up. Not that one.
I was talking about the fantastic one I made.
Oh, yeah. No, that's up. I put that up last night.
That one, yes. I was putting that up today. Literally, when I woke up, I was putting that up, and I went to put it up, and it's like black.
Put it up.
Like, yeah. All right. Yeah, you don't care about
me. You know what? I mean, I'll put it up, but color your face black on the picture. No, that's a great idea.
I wouldn't even have thought of that.
Yeah, that probably won't work.
Oh, it's mine would stand out so much though. It's so red, it pops. It just pops.
I'm so excited for you to come here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm nervous. You didn't sound. You went like this.
Yeah.
You sound like a cartoon frog that's smoking a cigar.
I'll tell you, no, I'm a little nervous. I woke up today, and I haven't, you understand, I did something for 27 years, you know, every weekend pretty much, and then I haven't done it in 3 months, you know, packed my bag, all this stuff, and I just woke up this morning, I had anxiety. I was just like, you know,
Bicycle. It's like riding a bicycle. You're going to be fine.
Yeah. No, I'm actually like overly excited to go on the road. And, you know, I love, you know, Florida. I love Tampa. I'm going to see you. There's so much stuff I want to do. And then I'm going to come back to this pandemic and it's all going to be over.
Yeah, by the time you get back, it could be done.
I don't know. We'll see. But I am excited. I'm excited about, you know, I'm excited about this weekend.
Let me give everybody the itinerary. I'm picking Bobby up tomorrow at the airport. I'm taking him to the...
Are you picking me up or are you paying somebody to pick me up?
No, I'm picking you up. I'm picking him up. I'm taking him to the USA Cryotherapy on Kennedy so we can both get some cryotherapy together.
I don't want to do that.
You have to do it. You need to do it.
We're in a pandemic. We shouldn't go in a freezer for...
Yeah, it kills it all.
Yep, it freezes it.
What?
Whatever.
The virus.
You should freeze Derek.
Derek is my skin tag I have on my leg. Bobby's going to cut it off. And then somebody's going to eat it for tickets.
No. Yeah, I said put it in a bowl of Rice Krispies and they have to try and find it with their mouth.
No, dude.
Wait a second. They put their they start eating their Rice Krispies, and when they find it, they got to spit it in a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
First person to do that wins.
Right.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's disgusting. It's terrible, and I think it's against the law. You can't put something that big off of somebody's body in your mouth.
I think you're thinking of eBay.
Yeah.
I'm not ripping it off either. I'm not cutting it off. I'm gonna choke it out. Yeah. I'm going to tie dental floss around it, and I'm going to choke it.
Oh,
I'm fine with that.
Every day, tie it tighter and tighter until it finally falls off?
Yeah, until it turns black and just falls off on the ground. You'll hear it fall and hit your toenail.
And then we find out if we have 6 more weeks of winter.
Yeah, and then your dog eats it.
my dog would eat it with no problem.
That's what we should do. We should just put some peanut butter on it and see if your dog gnaws it off.
Oh, yeah.
My dog would eat my bumper off my car with peanut butter on it.
And have no idea. Just be like, oh, that was delicious. Yeah. So good.
See if your dog just uses those front little teeth just to nibble it off.
Do either of you guys' dogs do that? My dog does that. It's a little nervous thing, whatever, where he'll just bite like this.
No.
Like little bites on the pillow.
No.
Yeah, the little baby dog teeth in the front, right?
We have an ottoman that's over to the side, and it's fabric, and every once in a while, he'll just go over and go and bite it and look at you and be like,
Yeah, bring Mike over to your house and just paint his leg like the side of an ottoman. and see if he bites it off.
We're going to cryotherapy, then we got to go drive by Eddie V's and pick up food.
Oh, what?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Hold on, Carmen, are we taking questions?
Ooh, it's 9:24.
He's a guest.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Bobby.
First of all, Carmen, stop juggling. It's the sign of Satan.
What? you don't like my
it's
juggling
It's an evil
skills?
Thing.
I love it.
It's evil.
Of all the metal albums that I have, none of them have Satan juggling on them.
Dio presents Juggle Till You Die.
I've never seen that on the latest Testament album.
Juggling for the devil.
Juggle Till You Die.
All right, where were we? Who was talking?
Bobby was. He wants to ask a question.
Eyes.
He forgot it.
Go.
What is this cryotherapy for?
It's for your joints, for swelling.
It's so you can get up the ladder in your stupid pool.
Is it for athletes?
Yeah, well, it's for athletes, but also for just people who need to get some cryotherapy.
It helps with inflammation in your joints.
So people that just sit on couches,
yes,
can go to this.
Sure. Yeah. I would say people that have fibromyalgia or any kind of arthritis, I'm sure it would help for. And
cryotherapy is exposure to sub-zero temperatures with the objective of stimulating a cold shock response, which then starts the body's self-repair process. Activating your body's self-repair means faster recovery, anti-inflammation, pain management, enhanced mood, skin, and sleep. So whether you're suffering from pain or looking to improve your lifestyle, cryotherapy is for you.
Right, nobody's teabag ever fell off of this thing, right?
No. it doesn't get that cold.
Clearly, yes, that happens to everyone. Just nobody talks about it.
Well, there's not that much blood down there anymore, so it might just think it's,
No, listen to me. We go there.
All right.
And yeah. we go into the one room.
Yeah, together?
Yes, it's like the pre-room.
We're not in the same ice thing together,
yeah,
right?
Listen to me. It's not a little booth. It's not a little booth. You go in the room, and it's like a hallway. It's well lit, and it's very cold. It's like you walk into a refrigerator, and then
tell me it's well lit.
Yeah. Like I said, hallway. I don't want you to think you're in a dark room.
What did they get? There was a discotheque in Prague,
And then you stay in there for a couple of seconds. You get your body used to the cold, and then the light goes on, and you open the other door, and you go in there, and that is ridiculously cold. And then the minute you get in there, they start the timer, and you move around a little bit. You walk around the room, and then you start thinking, I can't do this. I got to get out. I can't do this. And then all of a sudden, your body kind of gets used to it, and you're feeling a lot better. And then next thing you know, they're like 30 seconds left, and when it's over, you walk out 3 minutes, and then they take your temperature before and after, and they can tell how much your body temperature dropped while you're in there.
Okay.
We're doing it.
I promise me right now in the air, if anything happens to me, you'll take care of my family.
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
You worried that you're going to freeze up in there?
I don't know. I mean, I saw Game of Thrones. This stuff happens.
What?
It's not a white winter. We're just going to be in there for 3 minutes.
It's other people.
I'm gonna cut you open and crawl inside you like a tauntaun.
Know that if you have to, you can.
Okay, good. All right, I'll just put Derek over my shoulder like a blanket.
Poor Derek.
Poor Derek.
All right,
it's gonna be sad when he's gone. All right, so we go there. We get Tony V's.
We go there. It'd probably still be early, so maybe we could swing by and buy me a camera at the store. And then we go to Eddie V's, pick up our food.
Yeah.
I don't know. Depending on the time, we might have time to eat there. But if not, we have to pick up our food, take it home. We'll eat at my house. Then we'll do the Calton Kelly show. And what's tomorrow? Wednesday? Steve Byrne is on the show tomorrow. Our friend Stevie B.
Oh, that's great. Okay. That's great.
And we'll do the show. And then we'll go swimming.
Yep.
And then we do the show from my house the next day.
Okay. Yeah. Is he going to be on tomorrow with us or no?
No, he's flying tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Traveling tomorrow. I pick him up
and
in the afternoon.
And then Thursday we do the show from
Thursday
my house.
Thursday we do the show from my house.
Okay.
And then Friday I do the show. And then I leave here and I go to Vasani in Port Charlotte, where my friend Bobby will be performing Thursday through Saturday. And then we come home on Sunday.
We come home on Sunday. And you left one thing out.
Okay.
Yeah. How much I'm going to touch myself.
What?
I don't need to know that.
I know, but you do.
Because it's your
I
first...
want extra towels upstairs.
It's your first... Oh, in my house? You're going to be in a hotel for 3 days. Why can't you do it there?
Yeah, baby. Dude, I'm making love to myself in that shower upstairs.
Oh, that's fine. Nobody uses that shower. You can knock yourself out.
Call your plumber.
Oh. Why?
Hi, Mr. Olin. Robert Kelly. Robert Kelly has clogged like my drain.
Oh, it's look like
you should go to a doctor.
Look like bacon grease.
No bacon grease.
I hope the cryotherapy helps with that.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I've been saving it up.
All right. What if you blow the door off the shower from the backup?
Dude, let me tell you something. I'm going to actually let it out too. I'm not going to hold in my emotions when it happens.
Yeah.
I'm going to let it out like a woman.
What's that?
I'm going to go, you're going to hear this. Oh God. Oh God.
Make me explain to my daughter what's going on upstairs.
Just tell her I stubbed my toe.
All right. And she's going to be like,
same
daddy,
size.
His toes are all dead.
Has your daughter seen Derek?
No, I don't let the kids see Derek.
That sounds dirty.
It's like a mistress.
They haven't met their younger brother yet. Carmen, you want to see it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's probably
it sounds
it's
gross.
Probably good for that.
Carmen, you should when he cuts it off, you should juggle it. All right, I can't wait, dude. You got me. I'm very excited. I'm a little anxious. I have a little nerves about flying. I got this thing from Delta. I got to read those new flying rules or something. I don't know.
All right, well,
but I'm very excited.
Take care of yourself.
I have to wear my mask the whole time, which is gonna. I might not make it. You know, because if I pass out to this stupid mask,
you don't have to wear it the whole time. You just have to wear it on the plane. They can't force you to wear it while you're on the plane.
You have to wear it. I'm wearing it in the airport.
Yeah. Once you get on the plane, you can take it off.
Once you get on the plane, just put your CPAP machine mask on.
That was, why nobody laughed at that?
No, we all thought it was serious.
That was a really intricate fat joke.
I actually thought you wore it. Don't you wear a CPAP machine? Don't you wear a CPAP
you
mask?
You being serious?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't. I don't have a CPAP machine.
I don't know.
You should.
Do you have a CPAP machine?
I do.
Mike does, and it's not even like from a doctor. He just bought it at a garage sale and is set on six. He doesn't even know how much air he's supposed to be putting in. He comes in and the air leaks out of him because he has too much in.
One day it shut my lungs down because there was too much air going, and that's why I stopped using it.
He had to go to the doctor because he had too much air in his lungs.
Well, why don't you get it adapted to your lungs, dude? What are you doing?
Yeah, I haven't gotten around to it. I'm on it. I'll work on it.
Work on what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, dude. Please.
All right. Listen to me. I'm excited to see you.
Yes, I'm very excited. I'm excited to see everybody.
Even Spanish?
Yeah, I love Spanish.
Love you too.
I love Carmen. I love Galvin. I love everybody.
I don't think I'll be able to see you, though, Mr. Kelly, because I'll be at the studio, and then I won't be able to join you at Vasani because I'm getting new hair put in on Saturday.
I'm sorry. What did you just say to me?
I'm getting new hair put in on Saturday, and you won't be
able to. You get a bonus?
a hair bonus.
That's great, dude.
He
Good
gets paid in hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Well, congratulations on your hair. I'm sorry I won't see you, but we're going to have fun. We'll send you some photos.
Yes, please.
We're
going to
take
you.
Some pictures. All right, buddy.
All right, pal.
All right, dude. Tomorrow afternoon, I'll see you. I can't wait. Vasani's this weekend. And
what's happening tonight?
Later.
What's happening tonight at 7 o'clock?
Tonight is Carlton and Kelly at 7 o'clock.
It's an hour-long podcast we do six nights a week. And where can they find us on Instagram?
That is on Instagram at Coulter and Kelly. And it is also on Facebook at Coulter and Kelly.
There you go.
And you can join up at patreon.com if you want to check out the show.
Just so everybody knows, real quick, I just don't want people to get confused. There's no R in Kelta.
Kelta. I said Kelta.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't I?
You did. You're good.
Mm. Did I say Kelta? Mike's trying to get to a break. I can hear it in his tone.
Oh, I know. You can do this all day.
Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Go there and listen to us.
Right on.
Yes, right on, right on, right on. All right, I'll talk to you later. I can hear Mike's tone. Trying to hang up with me.
I mean, did you want to stay on the phone longer?
No, it's cool. I'm just, you know, usually you hang up on me.
Oh, see, I'm trying to turn over a new leaf.
A what? A new Derek? Whoa. I love you, bye.
He should have hung up on himself.
Whoa. I do need to take a break, though, because Spanish keeps screwing up what break this is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now tell us.
Oh, did you say okay?
I did. I said okay. Go to break.
Don't tell me what to do.
All right. Don't go to break.
Don't tell me what to do.
Oh, man.
I guess we're here.
He's going to activate you.
Should I go to break or not?
Nah.
Okay.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.